Sonia was 18 when she learned she was pregnant. We're not using last names in this story to protect the family's privacy. Sonia recalls the pediatrician at her high school's health clinic asking her, "What do you want to do?"
When she asked me that, I didn't even think about it. I just said, "I want to keep my child."
Sonia says an abortion was out of the question. Not for religious reasons. She just wanted to keep the baby.
I didn't even ask his father or anything. I was like, "I'm keeping it," and that's it.
14-month-old Prince babbles in Sonia's lap as she tells the story. She'd been on birth control pills, but said she'd briefly stopped taking them because she thought they were making her gain weight. Even so, she says, the pregnancy came as a shock.
No, and then after that, I actually cried in the car. I was actually very emotional because I was like, I thought this wasn't going to happen to me.
Like a lot of teens who decide to keep their babies, Sonia is the daughter of a teen mom. And growing up poor in the Cape Verde Islands, Sonia spent a lot of time taking care of her younger sister. Sonia says she was often the only one who could get her baby sister to fall asleep.
You know, and my parents would call me. They were like, "Sonia, you know, come get the baby, make her sleep, and then bring it back to us." I was like, "But I have school tomorrow." Well, they're like, "But she won't stop." You know, and so I did.
Sonia has dark almond eyes and cappuccino-colored skin. As she talks, she picks up the sippy cup full of milk, which Prince has dropped on the couch. It's draped with a protective cover. This is Prince's grandparents' house in Woonsocket, where they've been living until they can save up enough money to get their own place.
Right now, I am looking for work.
That's Prince's dad, Julio. He's 26. He's been staying home with Prince while he's between jobs.
I'm not in a crazy rush. I'm in a situation where I kind of want to be at home a little bit right before I get back into the workforce.
Julio taught himself computer programming and landed an IT job. He says he liked the job and it paid well, $32 an hour. But then the company got sold and he was laid off. Sonia works full-time as a cashier at a nearby Walmart. It's not the job she'd hoped for when she graduated from Central Falls High School.
I wanted to be an actress, but I had no plan B. I was like, this is what I'm going for.
And she had reason to hope after meeting the actress, Viola Davis, who also went to Central Falls High School. Sonia got a scholarship to study acting at Rhode Island College, and she planned to take out loans to pay her college tuition.
I was going to college. I was already accepted to Rhode Island College. I already had my dorm already. I had everything all set.
But then she got pregnant and turned her attention toward being a mom. She says she still daydreams about being an actress.
I actually do this thing in my head which keeps me occupied. I have a bunch of stories that I'm always the main character, you know, and it's entertaining to me. It keeps me busy, keeps my mind off things, you know.
For now, Sonia's goals are more practical.
I think in a few years, I want a better job, you know, just have a place of my own, a comfortable place for my kid, and just want to give him a comfortable life.
Sonia and Julio worry about not having enough money. Julio dropped out of the New England Art Institute, but he still owes about $15,000 in student loans. And he wants to go back to college and earn a degree.
I wouldn't want my kid to kind of ever feel like they're the reason why I couldn't achieve the goals that I had planned out for myself.
For Sonia, it's hard to imagine going back to school right now, but Sonia says she's grateful to have help from Prince's dad and their families.
I just got lucky to have a family. I was lucky to have his family that supported me, you know, and my family. And I think that if it was the other way around, it would be very hard and frustrating for me right now.
Sonia and Julio know the odds of being able to make it on their own right now aren't in their favor. But they're determined not to become a teen parent statistic. And Sonia is already saving money for their son, Prince, so he can go to college someday. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.